وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين to all the beautiful duas. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise you in rank, Hazrat Mawlana Salim Sahib. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, we last spoke about the love that Majnun had for Layla and what extent he should go to prove this love he had for Layla. So if Layla was just a mere corpse, or when she was alive she was producing stinking urine and feces, and in spite of that she could make someone fall madly in love with her, then what about that being who creates thousands of Laylas and then destroys them, and who is the fountainhead of all beautiful forms and the center of all beauty? Can that being with perfect beauty and love not make one mad in love with him? He is that holy and perfect being. His mad ones are also holy. The prophets and saints are his mad lovers, who will continue to be his successful and honored ones in both worlds. Allah grants this bountiful present to his lovers. In contrast to that, what does Layla's Majnun get? Majnun gets worldly love, which is something figurative. It's not true love. Figurative means something which is not the true thing. As such, he who is involved with figurative love will always be in deception. The beauty for which he is prepared to die departs when the object of that beauty dies. On the other hand, the one who is involved with divine love, his object of love is the being of Allah, which is everlasting and never perishes. For this reason, his love remains forever, and when the lover passes away, he carries with him the pleasure of the hope of meeting his true love. When either the lover or the beloved dies, or through old age there is a lessening of beauty, figurative love fades, while true love remains as strong as ever. So after death, from the life of Barzakh, that is the grave, till the gathering place of Qiyamah, and right up to Paradise Jannah, the lovers of Allah will continue to have his name on their lips repeatedly. In fact, even in the grave, you'll be questioned, Mar Rabbuk, who is your Rabb? Then you will respond by saying Allah. So that divine love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never ever be forgotten under any circumstance. From the story of Layla and Majnun, one should not have the doubts about the permissibility of illicit love, which is completely haram. Illicit sensual love is the opposite of true love, and the meeting of two opposite entities is impossible. So Mawlana Rumi rahmatullahi narrates the story of Layla and Majnun to give and explain the lesson of love for Allah. The aim and object is not to teach you the love of Layla and Majnun, because that love perishes. So this is like teaching small children, to read. You'll start off by teaching them the letters of the alphabet. You'll tell them A is for apple. You don't want to draw their attention to an apple, but you're drawing their attention to the A. In the same way, if you say B is for ball, then you're drawing their attention to the letter B and not the word ball. That is just something that can make them understand the B. So in the same way it goes for words in the Arabic or the Urdu language as well. So the whole creation are children except the lovers of Allah and the darling servants of Allah. And for as long as one does not attain freedom from the jungle of desires of the self, that body will remain immature. In other words, even the body becomes 100 years old, it will remain absolutely immature as long as it is not freed from the desires of the flesh. Today, you find that the flesh, women, and wealth have become a great trial for the ummah. That is why Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ittaqun nisa, that, you know, fear women, because you know what, you can easily be led astray. So readers would have understood clearly that Maulana's aim in telling the story of Layla and Majnun is taking into consideration our childlike nature, so that through this we should learn the love of Allah. If Majnun had to dig up the grave of Layla and see her rotten and smelling corpse, he would have considered his own life as having been wasted and would surely have repented of his love. So Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullahi said that the deeds of Majnun committed after becoming mad will not be taken into account on the day of reckoning, and there will be no punishment. But he could be called to account for those actions which led him to become mad, which could have been avoided. That is, why did he give his life for worldly love? So Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullahi says, figurative, sensual, illicit love is a form of Allah's punishment. May Allah protect us all from it. In the path of Allah, privacy with a strange woman is as dangerous as deadly poison. Those who desire to follow the path of tasawwuf, spirituality, and those who are seekers after Allah should avoid these things just as they would avoid a poisonous snake. If you are going to go after passing beauty, this is a spotted snake which will bite you. From no other sins will the salik be more harmed than from casting evil glances and from illicit love. Very strong darkness is caused by figurative love. In fact, a person's direction of Qibla becomes changed through it. The Qibla that leads us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his compass moves away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it actually moves in opposite directions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, you know, from all, and our spiritual children as well. You know, Hazrat Maulana says, of this world, from all haram love and its punishment. Ameen. O Lord of the universe, through your mercy and through your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of mercy, rahmatul lil alameen. If it should happen that a person becomes plagued with bad desires and involved in illicit love, one should speedily take refuge with one of the saints of Allah. These walis have the perfect and effective treatment for this disease. Thousands of Allah's bondsmen have been healed of it. Their prescriptions are most effective against this great poisonous disease. Just as arsenic is deadly, similarly to act upon the demands of the nafs, the self, is also deadly poison for our spiritual and physical self. To remove these poisons from the path of truth is beneficial for all of us. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of being rid of all these spiritual diseases and draw us closely unto him. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.